Here we go. Here we go. One more time. Everybody's feeling fine. Here we go now.
Yes, 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 here we go. NSYNC has got the flow.
Put your head to the beat. We got everything you need. Here we go now.
You guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by yours truly, Peter Sears, the best or worst podcast host you have ever encountered, depending on how you look at it. What's going on? Usually when I do these episodes, I apologize because I might have missed a couple weeks with my tour schedule and all, but I was actually here last week, and now we're here again. So I am not going to apologize for missing a couple weeks. So let's just talk about it really quick. Let's get into it. We concluded last week with big news of, last week was release week for Justin's new album, Everything I Thought It Was. And if you guys have heard it, I'd be curious to hear what you think about it, because I'll dive deep down into that entire album, not like I do with each song, but we'll just kind of talk about the album, maybe next week or the week after. We got to talk about it, obviously. I love it. I think it's a masterpiece. I'll just, without getting too further into detail, because I don't know, maybe you live in a place with no Wi-Fi signal or something, and maybe you don't have the ability to download Spotify or Apple Music or go to Target and buy a CD or an album or whatever, but I just think it's great. I think for me, it's another one of those front to back, no skips. I love it. It's given me so many emotions. It's a party album. It's a Rich, my buddy, my fellow NSYNC / Justin fan that I follow on Twitter. He said, I'm gonna misquote him, but I think he said, "You're either gonna be crying, dancing, or fucking to this album." And I was like, "Yeah, dude, that's pretty fucking spot on," because I definitely cry during the album. I say cry as in present tense, because I can't listen to the whole album without crying. I definitely want to dance when I hear the album. And I am a person that you guys may or may not know. I always talk about this on the show, but because I have so many podcasts, three of them to be exact, I don't always know what I say on which podcast. Like, obviously this one is very NSYNC specific, but as you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I talk about my personal life too, because that's what happened. It wasn't the plan. It was just my plan to, kind of update with NSYNC news every week and break down lyrics. And then in that process, it started kind of having me, talk about my personal life and how it relates to certain songs and certain albums, and you guys get it, right? Especially if you've listened for a while. But I don't know if I've talked about this on this podcast, but I used to go clubbing a lot. I loved it. I think most of us are old enough to remember, you go to the club and you dance, and you didn't have to have bottle service and spend $1,000 for a table to have a good time at a club. You could just go, maybe if you were like me and you were cheap, maybe not cheap, just you would go early. That way the line wouldn't be that long, and then you would just already be there once all the cool stuff started. And then you would just dance until maybe you went home with somebody, which almost never happened for me, but that was always the plan. But I would still dance, and I would still meet girls, and, I kind of got out of my clubbing phase, as I think a lot of us have, I hope. But this some of the songs on this album make me want to go clubbing again, you know? Definitely Fucking Up the Disco, definitely No Angels. Stay tuned for dance videos on my Instagram for both of those songs. Also, my favorite drug, like, there's just so many dance tracks, but also love ballads, and Alone will just make me cry every single time. And there's one more song on there that will make me cry every time I listen to it. And I probably listened to the album, I don't know, 20 times at this point. I was in Florida this weekend, so I was essentially driving from the airport, the rental car place, to my hotel as the album came out. It was a long day of traveling, and we'll get into this, but I had a long day the previous day, Wednesday, and so, you know, I will be honest, I listened to most of the album, not most of the album, like, it was about 30 minutes or so from the rental car place to the hotel. And then I listened to another about half hour of the album, and then I fell asleep because I was tired, and I listened to the rest the next day, and I was like, yeah. But anyway, like I said, we're going to go do a full dive into the album within the next couple weeks, I promise. Just getting other people's thoughts and whatever. But let's see, NSYNC news this week. What was going on this week with NSYNC news? I feel like there was some decent news this week. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to apologize now, you guys. As I said, some of you guys have listened to this podcast since the first episode. So we're like, what, 76 episodes in now? So you guys know I share a lot about my personal life on here, a lot. And rightfully so. Like, we all grew up with NSYNC. Now we have spent the last, 2.5 years together. I'm just going to apologize now, not for missing the podcast for a couple weeks, but I'm going to apologize because it's going to be very hard for me to get through this episode without crying. Okay, let's do it. So, obviously, as you guys know, a couple months ago, Justin was doing a free show in Memphis. He announced it, a few days before. Tickets are free, but you have to register, blah, blah, blah. And like a lot of fans that were not from Memphis, we all jumped at the opportunity to see Justin at an intimate venue, hoping we'd get selected. And I was ready to skip the gig that I had Friday night and be there. And, Memphis is a cool town. It's not, I'll be honest, it's not my favorite town, but it's a cool town. But to see Justin in a venue in his hometown, like, that experience alone was worth, going back to Memphis. I wanted to be there, and I didn't get selected, so I didn't go. And then I found out through the miracle, this is where, and I'm probably going to touch on this quite a few times this episode, but, social media, people will say it's toxic and blah, blah, blah. And I agree, it can be. But I think it can be toxic if you let it get toxic. I think if you use it for good and don't argue with people, talk back to people that leave mean comments on your video, and this, just if you keep it positive, I think it becomes a lot less toxic. But yes, I do agree, it can be toxic. But the great part is you connect with like-minded people, and because of that, thanks to this podcast and so forth, I am connected to a lot of, called NSYNC Twitter. And I knew that there were a few people that went to Memphis that were allowed into the show. So, you know, when he did this show in New York, I couldn't go because I had something else going. I had a gig that day, or I forget. There was a reason why I couldn't go to New York. But I also knew that there was a good... Actually, I'm not going to reveal my source, okay? If my source would like to be revealed, they can reveal themselves at a later date. But I knew that there was also going to be a one night only in LA. Like I said, I will not reveal my source. As the host of this podcast, I have some sources. And I knew there was going to be a one night only in LA. My fear was that it was going to be on a Friday, because the Memphis was on a Friday. And as you know, I'm a traveling comedian. I'm on the road just about all the time. Which is great, but it sometimes makes, like, I'm going to miss Justin when he comes to LA because he's here on a weekend that I'm not here, so I have to go down to San Diego and see him. I think I talked about this already, but anyway, I knew that there was going to be an LA show. So then, of course, when Justin announces that it's going to be on a Wednesday, imagine my excitement, because my flight to Florida is that Thursday. And so... You know, and then, as we all know, as NSYNC fans, you know, there's the whole trolling for clues thing, like we were doing when the Trolls song came out and everything. And I started noticing, okay, well, Justin's going to be in LA, obviously. I know Lance lives here. I know JC lives here. You guys know I used to see him at the gym all the time. But now Chris is here, too. Why would Chris be here? And then I asked Twitterverse, well, where's Joey? If four of the guys are in LA, where's Joey? And then somebody on Twitter said, and I call it Twitter, I'm not going to call it X, Joey's in LA too. And then it all kind of just came together. And I refreshed, you know, I think a lot of us that are here in LA or that we're going to come to this show, you know, all day Tuesday, even though we knew that we weren't going to find out until Tuesday night if we won tickets, we just kept refreshing our emails all day on Tuesday. I was checking it obsessively. And I'm someone that checks their emails all the time anyway, because that's how I get work. I email comedy clubs and they email me back. So I'm always expecting emails to tell me I have work because I like work. And I kept checking, and it was clear eventually, like at like 11 or so, that I didn't win tickets. But as I said, because of the greatness of the NSYNC online community, I knew that there would be standby. But I also knew that I had to pack and everything. I tried to pack as much as I could on Tuesday so that I could just be ready to go on Wednesday. And I also had to run. This is not relevant to the story, but kind of. I was supposed to run a marathon this weekend. I'm actually kind of sick, so I may not. I don't know if you guys can tell in my voice, but I'm sick, which is why I waited until today to do the podcast, because I felt like absolute shit when I actually came home from my trip a day early from Florida. I was supposed to be there until Monday. I came home on Sunday because I felt like shit. So anyway, and I was in a town that I hope I never have to go to again. It's just a shithole. And the people are so fucking weird, man. Anyway. sorry. See, told you. So I had to run my miles and just get everything together. And I said, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to wait in line because, one, I just want to go to this show. But also, I know that if what's happening tonight, if what I think is happening tonight happens and I don't at least try to go, like, I'm going to be really fucking, I'm not going to kill myself, but I'm going to be really, really, really sad and depressed for a long time. I'll be happy that it happened, but the fact that I just didn't get my ass out and go wait in line, you know, and at least try. I'm a believer, you guys. I'm full of hopes and dreams. I, you know, chose an industry that is so hard to break into, and I believe, you know, I think that's maybe one of my flaws. I don't know, or a great quality, depending on how you look at it. But I've always believed in myself, and I'm always optimistic about things. And knowing how big the Wiltern was and such, I knew that I had a shot if I could get down there early enough. And then traffic fucking sucked. But also, I was getting nervous because I saw that there were people that had spent the night there. And I was like, well, fuck, dude. If people are spending the night, dude, I have no chance. But I'm at least still going to try, because you have to try. And so I waited in line with, you know, the few people. We were in line. There were a couple of the girls from the Mission NSYNC team. Amy, I believe, is one of the girls' names. And then Tati, who I follow on Twitter, who I met, who's just a delight of a human being. Tati, if you're listening, well, we're going to have her on the podcast soon, because she is, she was holding it down in the line. So basically what they did was they went through the line and they unofficially numbered everybody, so that if there were extra tickets, these would be the numbers and they would know how to pass the tickets out. And so, you know, we waited in line, and, you know, there were 13 people that had spent the night. And I was like, and here's the thing, you guys, I love Justin. I love NSYNC, obviously. But I am too old to spend the night outside, especially in that neighborhood. The Wiltern, beautiful theater. Beautiful. I've seen a few shows there, and I have good luck at that venue, and I talked about it to people in line. I said, look, I've got some good luck in this venue. I met my celebrity crush, Cassidy Pope, when I went to go see her in concert at that venue, completely by chance. So I just felt that I had good luck there. And so we went, and it was awesome. We waited in line. I met some friends. You know, we were in line for a few hours. I got there at about 3 o'clock. No, a little bit after 3. And we just waited in hope. And like I said, the girls gave out numbers. I was number 54. Johnny Wright came out and gave tickets to the people that were in line that had spent the night there. So 13 people already got in, and then he gave a few more out. And then he said, we'll have to wait and see if there's more available. And again, some of us continued. At this time, it was only like 4 or 5 o'clock. You know, we still got a few hours. And the thing is, you guys, it's LA. So there's a lot of flaky people in LA. People will tell you to their face they're coming to something and then not come. And this is coming from somebody who does shows all the time, and people tell you they're going to come, and then they don't come. They mysteriously forget how to return a text or a DM when you send it to them. So I was confident that if I could, I felt that they would let about 100 extra people in. That's what I felt. I felt that they couldn't oversell the venue. They couldn't completely undersell it either, though, because they do want it looking full. I figured there'd be a lot of industry people, you know, VIPs and all that shit, you know, but I figured there'd be about 100. So I was number 54. So now they've already let 13, 20 people in. So now I just got to be part of the next group of 35-ish or so. And we wait and we wait, and then they move us. They make a separate line for people that have tickets, people that got the extra tickets. There's a friends and family. No, there's a friends and there's people that had tickets that went in one line, and then there's like a friends and family line. So then we, all the people that were standing outside the venue, had to go stand across the street in front of the fucking subway station, and it kind of became a little bit of a mess. But again, luckily for the girls, you know, Tati and I think Eamon, there's some other girls that were kind of holding it down as well. But they kind of like made sure the line stayed true and make sure you stand, you know, you stay in line for your number. This is how we're going to do it. And like I said, this was unofficial, but they just made it smooth. There were people that were trying to like kind of cut the line and were like, no. There are some really asshole people that didn't want to honor the number system. It was a whole thing. But anyway, let me skip to the part where, you know, it's about, I don't know, an hour and a half-ish, 6:30. Actually, I'll check the timestamp right now because I have it on my phone. Oh, and by the way, I'm having audio issues, so the audio might sound a little different. Not this audio, the audio with like the stuff I'm going to play for you guys. Let's see. Audio issues. So I got my ticket at 6:43. Yeah, so about, you know, like I said, we stayed in line, and I will say there were people that got out of line. So I know some of you guys follow me on Instagram, so you've seen this. But for those of you guys that don't follow me on Instagram, this is my excitement as Johnny Wright handed me and the people that were in front of me in line our golden ticket.
We're going to see fucking Justin Timberlake! We're going! Let's go!
And I was going to cry. That's Tati.
We got in. All good things come to those who wait. I know, another one.
I earlier,
this is the best.
I gotta
go
make...
I'm gonna cry.
I did.
I knew I was gonna get in. We're fucking going.
There's so many emotions, dude. Like I said, I knew that there was a possibility of what was gonna happen and I just felt it, you know, when, all right, here we go, number one. You know, when I started this podcast, it was, I don't want to say a silly idea, but just like, yeah, here's a straight dude, because, I mean, by the way, in line, there were some dudes there. But I'm pretty sure, as far as like the standby line, like the line for people that were hoping to get tickets, if there were others, I don't know. There were other guys. My point is, I was one of the only guys, if not the only guy, in line, one by himself, because I went by myself, because if nobody wants to go with me, I'm not going to miss out on something, because life is too short to miss out on stuff just because you fucking have lame friends that don't want to go to shit. But every other guy I felt, there wasn't a lot, but was like there with their girlfriends, and, you know, support and whatever. And I was there because I wanted to be there. I had my NSYNC sweatshirt. And, you know, I remember, you know, just kind of like driving down, and I live outside of LA a little bit, so it took me about an hour to get there, and I was just like, fucking traffic, dude, fucking stop. And I had been in contact with Marissa from Mission NSYNC, and, you know, she told me, you know, as I was leaving that there was 35 people in line. And for me, I was like, great, dude, I thought there would be way more, like, and then it started to feel real that I had a shot. So I was trying to haul ass down there. And I'm a very defensive driver, you guys. I'm a very defensive driver. I was not a defensive driver on Wednesday. I was fucking hauling ass, trying to get down to the wheel turn. And I said, I hit traffic in downtown, and I was so fucking mad. and so mad that I didn't want to waste any more time. So I parked right next to the Wiltern, which is where you park. I mean, there's other places to park, but the parking lot next to the Wiltern is the most expensive parking lot, and I didn't care because I didn't want to waste any more time. I needed to be in line. And sure enough, I saw Marissa, met her in real life. Thank you, Marissa. Thank you to everyone from Mission in Sync, because you guys really held it down, and you guys have been holding it down this whole time. But it was just great to start to meet some of these people that I have, you know, had on the podcast, or people that, you know, we follow each other and communicate on Twitter. Like, that's the great thing about social media, is you can connect with people that enjoy the same things as you, and then you meet them in real life, and they're great people, you know? And so when I got in, it was just like, I was just so happy, you know? Like, I wanted to go. It was in L.A. You know, I'm very, you know, I love L.A. It's my home. It's been my home my whole life, minus, you know, spending COVID in Oklahoma. But I love L.A. And so to be a part of something like this in my own city was just like, it made sense for me, you know? And so we're in line after we got our tickets, and we're all just so excited because, one, we're getting to go to this concert, and two, like, we all have that feeling like tonight's the night, you know? Like, what seemed, I don't know about impossible, but pretty close to impossible a few years ago, you know, that's already kind of gone out the window, because there's a song, and now there's two songs, and so who knows what else. And it just, I just knew it, dude. I knew it. And so we get in, and, you know, they're selling merch, and I'm not a big, I go to a lot of concerts, you know, and I'm not a big merch guy, you know, like, at concerts, like, I get it, dude, like, but if you go to a lot of concerts are already expensive, and for me, it's just like, I just like the memory, you know. I can tell you every concert I went to, who I went with, you know, where it was. I said, I've been to a ton of concerts. I'm an artist. You know, I like being inspired. But I was going to fucking buy something if there was something that caught my eye. And sure enough, there on the fucking thing, Justin Timberlake, One Night Only in LA t-shirt. I'm like, well, take my money. This is proof that I was here this night. And, you know, I ended up, we got, our seats were on the balcony at the Wiltern, which is still, I mean, we're still so close. It's such a small venue. And we're waiting, and DJ Andrew, who has said he's going to be on the podcast, but who knows now, because he's blowing up now, but we are communicating through Twitter. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully we can get him on. But, you know, he's hyping the crowd up, and, you know, then he kind of stops, and we think the show's about to start, and we're like, oh shit, here it comes, you know? And then somebody comes out, like, I don't know, production person, and, like, kind of gives him a little signal, and Andrew's like, oh, we're gonna play a couple more songs. They're like, uh-oh, what happened, you know? Justin had to take a shit or something for the show. I've been there, done it many times. Actually, I have to pee before shows. I probably have to pee. And granted, part of it is because I drink about 2 or 3 soda waters before I go on stage. See, here's me sharing my life again. A few years ago, I was doing shows in Chicago. And I'll just save the whole story because I got to get into this. But basically, I shit my pants. And I could not stop shitting my pants or feeling like I was going to shit my pants. And my stomach was just all fucked up. And somebody suggested soda water. And so I tried it, and it actually made my stomach feel better. So now, just out of fear, but also kind of like the way it tastes now, I'll always have soda water so I don't shit my pants. Because that's not good to do on stage. So, like I said, maybe Justin had to take a shit before the show, which is why we thought it was going to start. And then it started a few minutes later. But anyway. And then the show starts, and Justin came out with Sanctified. And like I said, my audio is a little messed up on this right now. I got to get my little thingy checked out. But you guys can still hear. It's just not going to sound as good as it normally does. But here we go. This is the beginning. That's me yelling, obviously.
Oh, yeah!
Sanctified. Which, by the way, is amazing live. I actually hope that Justin releases a live version of that song because it is incredible. Live. It's just a great song. It's one of my favorite songs on the album, but I can say that about, I don't know, the whole album. And so here's a fun fact. I knew that Wednesday night was going to be the night. And I have a thing going on with my phone where I need a new battery, but I also just am due for a new phone, and I just haven't had time to go get a new phone, so I had to, like, save battery space, and then I was in line for, you know, essentially 4.5-5 hours, and I didn't want to waste what I think I went into the concert with like 35% or something. And I'm not a big, like, fucking record the whole show on, you know, concert type of guy. But, you know, like, of course, like, I'll do snippets and whatever. I love being in the moment, man. As a performer, there's just something about, you know, hearing the crowd and kind of just being in that moment, you know, like, and I'm not one of those people that talk shit about people that are on their phones during a concert. Because for some people, you know, maybe they don't go to a lot of concerts. Maybe this is their only concert they've ever been to. You know, maybe this is the only concert they'll ever go to. So fucking take all the videos you want. I personally try to do, when I do record, I'm looking at the concert with my eyes and then just holding the phone somewhere. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not looking at the big stage through my little phone. I'm looking at the stage and I'm holding my phone. Does that make sense? Anyway, but I knew my battery was going to die. And I knew that if what I thought was going to happen Wednesday night was going to happen, that I needed all the battery space that I could get to see, you know, to capture that moment. I knew I was going to see Justin in concert, you know, in a few weeks. So, you know, like, yeah, like, the show was great and whatever, but I kind of just wanted to experience it. I took a couple little ones, but I really wanted to make sure that I had, you know, enough space for what, like I said, for what I thought was going to happen that ended up happening. So, let's just cut to the chase, guys, shall we? Sorry, I'm finding the right place. Oh, yeah. Ready? So, and I'm sorry if you guys have seen this, but this is me firsthand, you know, so I had, you know, I made friends with people that I was in line with, and there's a lovely young lady named Allie, and she was a couple spaces in front of me in line, but she was sitting right next to me at the concert, and I was like, hey, can you do me a favor? Like, my phone's gonna die. Shouldn't you just, after we're done, send me all of this? Even though I had it, I just wanted to make sure that if my phone died, she would send it to me. So Justin is singing Gone right here and doing a little remix of it. By the way, I should go back because The DJ goes, I think we should take it back, like way back. And I'm like, holy shit, it's going to happen. Let me see if I can find that part. Yeah, right here.
That's a good one. Should we take it back further?
And I think at that point, we all kind of knew what was about to happen. And then, you know, he's sang Gone before. And you could see his face. Like, he knows that we all kind of know.
You're ready to sing?
And this is my favorite NSYNC song, by the way, so. All girls. I gotta get a pearl necklace. And then he starts remixing it. I just want you guys to be here in this moment, and I'm sorry the audio isn't great, but. Then he stands on stage. And then the lights go on behind the stage and the curtains open and and that's me yelling like a retard. That's me. That's me yelling. And I mean, to say that was, it's tied for the best day of my life. And maybe that's sad or pathetic, or maybe it's just a fucking amazing thing that I got to be there in person to witness that, because a lot of things had to go wrong and right for me to be able to be there in that moment. Okay, so just really quick, I'm sorry. So, I'm a huge Dodger fan, as you guys that follow me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. No, I'm a huge Dodger fan. I'm from LA. But I got to be there when they won the World Series in 2020. And the reason I got to be there is because I was in Oklahoma and the World Series was played in Texas that year because of COVID. And just all these different things had to go wrong and right for me to be there. And I got to be there when the Dodgers won the World Series for the first time in 32 years, and I got to be there. Like I said, a lot of shit had to go wrong and right for me to be there, but it happened. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of fate and destiny, and, you know, call me sentimental, whatever, but, like, I believe in that stuff, you guys. And, you know, like I said, if you guys have been listening to this podcast from the beginning, you know, or, you know, I don't know how long you've been, but you know that when I started this podcast, I was with the love of my life. And, you know, we broke up, you know, a year and a half ago, somewhere around there. And it devastated me. And I didn't want to lose her. She, you know, I'm not going to, whatever. Like, she wanted to stay in Oklahoma. I offered to move to Oklahoma because I didn't want to lose her. And she wouldn't allow me to do that. And I would have went, you guys. Hands down, I loved her that much. Even though I hate Oklahoma, I loved her so much that I was willing to go. And if I would have went, then I wouldn't have been here to be able to just drive over there and wait in line and be able to be there in person to see the thing that I've been waiting for 22 years, just like the rest of us have been waiting for. Like, you know, I was supposed to move to Austin. I'm still planning on moving to Austin. It's just my timeline keeps getting pushed back, and there's a reason. You know, it's just, I can't think, like, as much as, like, I've been fucking working my ass off, and, you know, just all the shit that I've been through, not just this breakup, but just everything, it's just, like, sometimes, and I'm not saying I'm a good person, I try my best, but sometimes good things do happen to good people. And I just think that everything lined up perfectly for a reason. I was supposed to be there. Not saying I'm the biggest NSYNC fan. I wasn't the only one there who was emotional and crying and excited. But, like, I'm up there, dude. I took a lot of shit in my 20s for being a dude that liked NSYNC and openly admitted to it. You know, everyone, it's cool now, like I talked about when I started this fucking podcast. You know, everyone, it's vintage now. It's cool to admit you like them. But, you know, there weren't a lot of guys, there weren't a lot of fucking straight dudes back in those days backing me up on this shit, dude. I was a lone wolf on this. So to get to be there. Oh, fuck. Sorry, you guys. And just to see, you know, if you guys, I'm sure you guys have seen the videos, but just to see how happy they all were in that moment, that the fans were there for them after all this time, like, it's twofold, because you can see how happy they were, but then when you see the fan shots, you could see how happy all of us were. So, you know, it's reciprocal. You know, we needed them. They needed us. We gave it to them. They gave it to us. And it was just a beautiful moment that I cannot stop reliving in my head. I mean, it's only been, you know, it hasn't even been a week yet, but still, like, and then, you know, just to hear them kind of, you know, hear Justin be like, all right, you guys, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And then right here, Justin turns to the DJ. First of all, he touches JC on the ass. And then you hear them harmonize for the first time. Right here. And we're like, oh shit, they still sound great. Just like, they didn't miss a beat, dude. DJ Andrew mixing it up a little bit. Lance wanted to do the dance, and I guess they were just, I don't know, they didn't do the dance, which is totally fine, because this was great enough. I mean, and then, you know, like I said, obviously, I'm sorry I'm replaying this for you guys, but, and then Justin flexes his muscles like, we fucking did this shit. I feel like he was so proud of himself for finally letting this happen or getting this to happen. And, you know, so we're already happy and, you know, just out of our fucking minds. And, oh, God, I told you guys I was going to cry. I can't talk about this and whatever without crying, dude. It just is one of the best days of my life. I don't know what else you want me to say about that. But, hold on. I gotta find this shit really quick, like. Where is it at? Oh, sorry, you guys. I should have had this clip ready. There's a clip somewhere in here. Oh, bad host. That's okay. Sorry, you guys. Not the first time I fucked up on the cues. Here we go. So, there's a moment that I wanted to get really quick. That's not it. Oh, yeah, this is it. Nope. We are in sync. Like, but then there's five chairs in the back. And, take it in LA. I hope I don't get in trouble for posting all this shit. Joey being funny. So, okay, so then they go and sit down on their chairs, and we're all about to hear Paradise for the first time. I'm sorry, you guys. You knew I was sentimental. Get ready for it. I hope you guys are crying too, because I don't know how you can listen to this fucking song and not cry. Nice. We've never heard this song up until this point.
Searched across the endless skies, whoever thought I'd find someone like you. And even a test of time, when nothing could divide, was meant for you.
And then right here, the first harmony. This whole thing's 5 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I wish I could do this live, because then maybe you guys will want to see the whole thing. And then I think the moment that we were all waiting for, JC to come up and get to do a verse, because we all love JC. Close to mine, I know God's plan is divine. It is meant Why have we not had this for 22 years, you guys? Oh my God, you guys. Best day of my life. You know, when we started this, when I started this, like, of course, we hoped, we prayed. I mean, we didn't pray. Maybe some of you guys did. I try to pray on things that, like, I really need. And, I mean, I needed this, but, like, it's not, like, life or death. Do you know what I mean? Like, I try to save, like, prayers for, like, hey, my car's about to get repossessed, or, like, you know. But when I tell you guys, like, just getting to be there and hearing the song for the first time, and Paradise is perfect. It's the perfect song. You know, I think when Better Place came out a few months ago, you know, there was these little clips and snippets from, like, them being in the studio and recording it and everything. And, you know, there was a snippet that said, like, this is going to be a love letter to the fans. And I think they were talking about this song. I mean, Better Place is great. Like, we got a new song. It was for the album. It's great. And we cried then. But this is a love letter to the fans. This is... it's the perfect song. It's the perfect song for... from the band that we love. From, you know, going on a quote-unquote hiatus. And us kind of never getting to say goodbye. And wanting this thing because we love these guys and this band and this music and just everything. And for a long time, it didn't seem like we would ever get this. And then we got this and this song and this performance. And it's the perfect song, you know. And like I said, there's so many things in my life had to go right and wrong for me to be there, right there in that moment. No pun intended. And I will just never forget. I mean, none of us will, you know, all of you guys that were watching on the streams and everything. It's just... truly, it's like, it's tied for the happiest day of my life. And after all that I've been through, and like I said, how, and I'm not trying to diminish anybody else by saying nobody else deserves it or nobody works hard. Like, we all have our things going on, but, like, I just know personally, like, I did deserve it. Not more than anybody else, but, like, I deserved to be there, and I was. And I never thought in a million years that I would be there the night they fucking got back on stage and reunited and sang a new song that is a love letter to their fans. And just... and I got to experience it by myself. It's crazy because there have been, you know, I'm single. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. I don't, you know, and so many of the best times of my life over the last few years, even when I was with my girl, like, she wasn't there with me when I got to be there to watch the Dodgers win the World Series. Like, there's just, you know, there's so many of these memories I have with myself, but also, you know, shout out to the girl Marina that was to my left, and to Dr. Allie, who was to my right. Like, we got to be friends, and all the people that I was with In Line and all the Mission In Sync girls that got in. I mean, just for so many of us, just the best day or one of the best days of our lives. And we owe it to Justin, to the guys In Sync, to Johnny Wright for coming out and handing out the tickets. Like, I have a physical ticket, you guys. When's the last time you went to a concert and got a physical ticket? I have a keepsake that I'm going to keep with me for the rest of my life. I think what I'm going to do, I have like some In Sync, some of my like marionettes and stuff, you know, and some other cool, fun things like for my office. I think I wore my Justin shirt to one of my shows this weekend, and it's the one that I bought at the concert. And it's it's like 100% cotton, and it's very boxy. Like, it does not do anything for my figure. I don't know if I'm gonna wear it again. I think like I wore it the once. I have a big show in my hometown next month. I may wear it there, but it just, I'm a big person. Like, I never wear 100% cotton because it doesn't do anything for my figure. I usually wear like, you know, like a poly blend. Sorry. So I may wear it one more time, but after that, I'm probably just going to frame it and put it in a frame with the concert ticket and maybe some pictures from that day and just have that like on my wall. As, you know, the day I got to be there when, you know, we got to witness history. And, you know, I think back to when we started this podcast, you know, 2.5 years ago, and how I talked about it. You know, we're doing this until, I wanted to find the old episode. I mean, I found it, but like, I'll be honest, I didn't go through and bookmark it. I just wanted to get this episode out. But I'm pretty sure that I said that I was going to do the podcast until we had an In Sync reunion or until I had all five guys on the show, whatever came first. But I feel like I can't end the podcast now, right? Like, now there's going to be more stuff because Justin's going on tour and we know they're going to do something together. Like, they keep fucking dropping these hints. There's a rocket being dropped by fucking Sony. I don't know what the fuck the rocket means. Are they going to perform in space? Like, what the fuck, dude? The Sphere. I'm really praying for the fucking Sphere, dude. That's a residency at the Sphere, dude. Make that shit happen after Justin's tour. So I'm planning on going to everything I thought, or the future. What is it? Future Tomorrow Tour. What's it called? God damn it, Justin. This is really bothering me now. Forget tomorrow. Forget tomorrow. Why did I say the future tomorrow? Forget tomorrow. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. I think I'm all cried out, you guys, but I think we made it happen. Me, you, the fans, we made this happen. I'm pretty sure there was a moment where it was never going to happen, and we clamored enough, and we made it happen. And I know we shouldn't be greedy, but I'm pretty sure there's more. There has to be. They're already, you know, commenting, we should perform that again sometime, or we should do it again sometime. So I don't know if they're going to do like Coachella. I don't think they can do Coachella because Joey is doing his thing with AJ, and Chris is doing Pop 2000. But I heard maybe iHeart, but there's other stuff going on, you guys. We did it. So, sorry for crying. I think I wouldn't be real to myself or this podcast or all of you guys for writing this out for so long if I wasn't true, but And this is just the way I feel, man. It just made me so happy. And as a performer, you know, I make people laugh for a living. And I love it. But I don't think I hope one day, but I don't think I'll ever bring as much joy to people as these guys have just done in this moment. I just don't think it's possible. So with that, I appreciate you guys riding with me this whole time. We're not finishing the podcast, even though I said that we would. I think there's plenty more chapters to write. There's plenty more albums to cover. There's plenty more lyrics to break down. And, you know, we'll just keep riding this out. Maybe now we can get the guys on. Yeah. Now they're going to be like, no, dude, we got a tour to get ready for and whatever. But, you know, one could hope. But I just really think that I just think it's the perfect song, Paradise. This is like my favorite part of the song right here.
I don't mind waiting. I've been waiting forever. Right here for this moment. Between you and I.
I mean, just great. This, like I said, the perfect song. Again, I appreciate all you guys. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, share, like, whatever. Same thing on Spotify. It helps me in the algorithm. This has been the Here We Go podcast, and I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.